Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Helping you secure your future is brought to you by Alan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. It is 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Now, this year has been an interesting one for the markets. Probably one for the books, really. Especially if you take a look at the market update that I often share with you. The rises, the increases. Every day we've been commenting on new all-time highs, both on our local Johannesburg All Share Index, but more so when it comes to international markets. Think about the FTSE listed in London, the NASDAQ as well, Dow Jones, S&P 500 listed in the US. Now, this should tell us something, that there's an opportunity for us not only to make money in companies that are locally listed on our stock exchange, but even those that are listed on international stock exchanges. And this is typically defined as offshore investing. To help us understand how best you and I can get exposure to offshore investing and understanding the long-term prospects that we need to be mindful of, we join on the line by Horatia Naidu McCarthy, manager at the institutional clients team for Alan Gray, joining us to discuss the role of offshore investing in building a long-term portfolio of resilience and explaining how we get that exposure. Horatia, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Gugu. It's great to be with you.
I think you can tell I'm very excited about this one because every week or so, we've been commenting about the rally in the S&P, the NASDAQ shooting the lights out, all about AI and this amazing share price rally that we see locally and abroad. Maybe first things first, we need to contextualize what offshore investing actually is, right? And why it's important for it to play a role in our investment strategies. Help us unpack that.
And It's a great question, because often a local investor will say, well, you know, I have this great local market. It's giving me what I need. And to make it more relatable, I often think about, you know, it's about thinking about South Africa as a place that you keep your data. It's your local server. Mm-hmm. Now, why on earth would you rely completely on keeping all your precious data in a server, while great, that has limited capacity and is prone to outages? Let's keep with a tech metaphor and think about potentially moving it to the cloud. You get scalability and you get access to advanced tools. So in the same way, while we have this great local market for bringing, you know, building that Brazilian portfolio, we should also consider something that's outside our borders. Mm. And there are a number of reasons why local investors should consider it for their broader portfolio. And I think the first one that's most pertinent is diversification. South Africa represents less than 0.5% of global equity markets. It's rather staggering at what a small part we play of these global equity markets. And investing offshore gives you access to a much broader universe of currencies, regions, and industries. And when I talk about access, I can't not talk about growth sectors. Yes. So your offshore markets outside of South Africa has sectors like technology, renewable energy, biotechnology. These sectors are underrepresented locally. So that's going to give your portfolio great diversification. Mm. Then you think of something like risk management. You know, you were talking about the G20 a little bit earlier. Your offshore exposure provides a buffer. If the G20 were to have gone poorly and you saw some rand volatility as a result, by having offshore exposure, you have a buffer against rand volatility. You also have a buffer against any local economic or political risks. You know, anything going wrong with the GNU, it translates to an impact on your portfolios because local markets will respond to that. Mm. If you have some diversification from offshore sectors, offshore investing, you tend to be able to withstand that. And you're talking about resilience in your portfolio. And I think when we come to the idea of a resilient portfolio, we need to think about long-term stability. And that is very important because a lot of us out there are thinking about investing for the next 20, 30 years. We need to think about a portfolio that's able to weather these global market cycles we're seeing and ever-changing conditions. You talk about, you know, new highs being made every week.
Yes.
And yes, the excitement is there, but you have to ask yourself, how sustainable are all those new highs? What happens when I have a precipitous drop and can my portfolio withstand that drop?
Mm-hmm. That is so important, right? Because we experienced periods like April this year, the pandemic, where we saw significant share price losses and declines. But ultimately, if you invested for the long term, it helps you ride out those waves. So the discipline is also important for us as investors. But that's another point, right?
Absolutely.
We talk about this opportunity that exists in offshore exposure. How do we get there? What does it entail?
So there are numerous ways to gain offshore exposure, and I think all of them come with pros and cons. It's so important for you to find something that's most suitable to you mm-hmm. and what you need. I think one of the best examples that come to mind is a RAND-denominated offshore feeder fund. Yes. So essentially what that is you invest in a unit trust. It's priced in RANDs, but it's linked to an offshore asset, an offshore feeder fund. And here, there's low complexity. There's no need for you to think about foreign currency or tax clearance. But then there are other options that are available to you. So you could choose that as an option. You also have companies that offer offshore investment platforms. So here you can invest directly in foreign currency and you use your own offshore allowance. And some platforms will facilitate currency conversion at, you know, better rates. Another idea for you to think about, you know, accessing this exposure could be through an offshore endowment. It's a long-term product, which is great for when you're thinking about retirement, and it offers tax efficiency and estate planning benefits. You also have access to, you know, multiple offshore funds and multiple currencies, and that may be suitable to you as an investor. And then another option for accessing offshore investments is directly. So you can go direct with an offshore manager, but it's important to maintain full sight of the fact that, you know, this can be quite administratively complex and you often have higher minimums. So you'll have a $50,000 minimum, and I don't know how attainable that is for every investor. Mm. So by using, you know, a feeder or a platform, you often can aggregate with other investors and access those funds at far lower minimums. So these are a few considerations worth keeping in mind when you try to access offshore funds. Mm. But it's very important, I think, to use your, I call it the Sherpa of investing, you know, your financial advisor. That is the best person who provides expert guidance into why you should access it, offshore investing, and how to access it and what's suitable for you.
I love how we're keeping with the G20 theme, right? The Sherpa of investing and financial
Absolutely. Because it's navigating those peaks to prosperity, right?
Yes. It really is. And this is an important point, right? Because I guess this is also empowering us that when you sit down and opposite your financial advisor, when we actually ask for guidance around offshore investing, we can also help them understand what the key risks are, but also the opportunities that are entailed.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we spoke about opportunities. We spoke about the how. It is important to be very mindful of the risks that are associated with investing offshore. No investing is without risk. And I think the biggest risk that comes to mind is currency. You know, we spoke a little bit about the RAND. Currency risk is a big one. Fluctuations in exchange rates will no doubt impact your returns. You may have an excellent return in USD and the RAND has been stronger. And so you look at it and you say, oh, why does my RAND return look different to my USD return? Mm. It's because of the exchange rates. Another one, you know, you spoke about Liberation Day, is market volatility. We saw Liberation Day, that sell-off. There was a very sharp swing. And so it's important that when you have your investment, you have a very patient and long-term view. I think another risk that also comes to mind is regulatory complexity. Different jurisdictions will have unique compliance and tax requirements, and it's worth keeping those in mind. Depending on the route at which you take to access offshore investing, there may be some liquidity and access restrictions. So some routes and some products, if you will have withdrawal restrictions. There may be some liquidity considerations. So those are some of the things that you need to keep in mind when you invest offshore. Mm.
Definitely. It's important that we must be aware of these themes. I'm also understanding, I guess, keen to understand the importance, right, of the long-term journey and a strategy to be held when it comes to offshore investing. Because this is not saying, well, the dollar's weak, let me just put my money in there now. When the rand is stronger, I'll divest. Mm-hmm. It's really about navigating a journey in partnership with a investment professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, first and foremost, you want a trusted independent financial advisor, because as I mentioned, they're your Sherpa, they have expert guidance. It's so important to have an unbiased view of your overall portfolio, and you need a person who has the experience to say, does your financial plan, your risk profile and your goals, does it align to your offshore investments? Mm-hmm. And for me, it's quite boring to think about the regulatory compliance aspect of things. And that's where they come in. Their job is to look at the mundane, you know, exchange control rules and tax implications. And then they're also there to help you make a very important decision, and that's product selection. They can recommend which channel best suits you and which managers to choose. And the managers are also very important. I mean, you take your hard-earned money and you entrust it to someone else. And so you need to make that decision very intentionally. And last, but certainly not least, your financial advisor has a role to play in providing a holistic view. You have these local investments, and as South Africans, we have lots of exposure to our local market. But does your offshore exposure complement what you have in your local portfolio? And are you actually diversified? Because that's an important thing to consider. Diversification doesn't necessarily mean you just aggregate a whole lot of managers together. What does that aggregation look like? What does your top 10 in your portfolio look like? Do you have enough exposure to the different asset classes? And that's where it is so important to have that experienced financial advisor.
So important, because it's a journey, one that needs to be navigated with someone who understands the landscape, can understand the risks that are involved, but most importantly, also spot opportunity for the long term. Horatia, always a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am. Truly appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Hopefully next time when we talk about the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, even the FTSE in London, and of course, even taking a look at markets in Asia, the DAX in Germany, all of us will be able to say, well, hey, I've got some kind of exposure there. That is important. That is my guest joining us tonight, Horatia Naidu-McCarthy, manager in the institutional clients team at Allen Gray. So as you can tell, she helps a lot of big corporate clients to navigate their way in terms of investments there. Well, with over 5 decades of investing experience, Allen Gray remains focused on building long-term wealth for its clients by pursuing long-term returns without taking undue risk. Allen Gray, more than 50 years of long-term investing. Allen Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.